Okay, we are on the top of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. We are four lines from the top of the page. We were talking about the question of whether a woman can be ma'enes just to the Yavam, or could she even be ma'enes to Mimer, or even to the Zika itself. And Ula was of the opinion Ula Amar Mima Enes Af Zika, so that she can make do a Mion even after her husband had passed away, until she was married Midir Abana, and she does a Mion, and therefore she doesn't even have to deal with Yibam, because she does Mion, the original marriage, where my time and Nisiwe Kamai Ka'akra, right? She does a Mion, and the original marriage is gone, and there's no Yibam either. So Ace Veirava Leula Rav says, "Whoa, wait one second. Koshi Achol LeMayin, V'lo Miyana Tarasa Choletzes, V'lo Misyavemes." Rav quotes a case that we saw on Beis Amud Beis. I'm sure you remember, 105 daf ago, where we said that those original conversations was about the tzaras, right? If you have the co-wives and the relationships, if any one of the co-wives, if one person is related to the Yavam, so then the tzaros are no longer not required to Yivam. So what is about the following scenario in Rashi? So I'll read the case in Rashi. Explains the so she was able to do Mion and she didn't. So then her co-wife does chalitza but does not do Yivam. So Rashi explains the case. It's second line from the top on Rashi. She's kol kama bito ketana. So you have a man who has a daughter, a young daughter who was married to his brother, right? So she's married to her own uncle. Velo kibel avia kiddushin, right? And the father had not accepted the kiddushin. You can go and she see avia tachila la achav in his garsha. Another case, another way for a young woman to be married, like midr aban in the same way, right? That would allow mion as if. Not that the father married her off, but that she had already been married. He had married her off to somebody else when she was a katana, and then the man divorced her. So now at that point, the father, just like in the scenario where the father dies, right, and the father's not able to marry her off, so the brother and the mother do, and that's like that kiddushin midir abanan. So too, in the case of the father married her off, and then she gets divorced while she's a katana still, so that again, she doesn't, v'hi yisoma b'chayayaf, right? She's considered like a yisoma. Her father loses the rishus over her. V'yachola mayin, v'lo miyana. So in this new marriage, she's like, can do miyun again. She's still allowed to do miyun. So but in this case, the thing that's unique is that she has the ability to do miyun, right? But the man to who she's married is her uncle. So that when her husband dies, who is the yavam? Her father, right? So what happens, v'yachola mayin, she could have done miyun, right, with her uncle, or even after the uncle dies, her uncle who's her husband, and she doesn't. Right, she doesn't do mian and he dies, and so what happens? Sarasa, so she can't do yibam with her father, right? Because she's an erva. So what should be the case? That Sara should be patur from yibam, right? That Sara shouldn't have to do anything because she should pat to her, right? So in that case, we say tzarasa choletzes, right? She does chalitza. The tzaras has to do chalitza. Why? She'ena tzaras habas liyipater mishum tzaras erva ho ve'abasechol lamayin ena nisun gemurin. Right? Since she was able to do, meaning she, what should happen is that she was married to this guy, so to her uncle, in which case the tzara should be off the hook entirely. The answer is, well, she's not totally married. She's not really totally considered like married to him. There's only kiddushin midrabanan, and therefore we need a chalitza. For that tzara, even though she should be, her connection should be canceled out by the fact that, again, this woman was totally married to the uncle, and therefore is totally forbidden to the yavam. V'lo misyavemes, and she doesn't do yibam. But the tzara doesn't do yibam. Ho v'lo miyana habas, right? Since the bas in the end, they didn't do miyun. Ha v'lo hach tzaras erva b'miksa. So she's sort of like a tzaras erva. She's sort of not. She has sort of this middle status. So says Rava, right? So Rava had said, "Eisei Rava leula kol sheyachol lemayim v'lo miyana tzaras cholezes v'lo misyavemes." That's what happens in that case, right? Why? Because she didn't do miyan before her husband died. And says Gemara, "Why? V'amai t'mayin hashda? So just do miyan now." You just said, right, Ula, you said that miyan works even to end the zika. Right? Let her just do Mia now. She'll be considered that she, her marriage is all dissolved. She's out of there. The Tzara, who had a valid marriage to the original man and isn't an erva to the brother, can just do Yibam. We don't say that, right? So clearly we wouldn't allow a miyun after the death of the husband to dissolve the zika also. So answer the Gemara, no, Tzara's erva shiny. No, Tzara's erva is a little bit different. Why? The Tani Rav Baruch Yecheskel miyana babal muteris la'aviv biyabam asura la'aviv. Right? Because we have another case where we say that Rav Baruch Yecheskel tells the case that if she does miyun to her husband, right, she's then permitted to his father, just in general. A woman does miyun with her husband, so she's totally permitted to marry her ex-husband's now his father. But if she does miyun by a yabam, she's asur la'aviv. She's forbidden. Why? So what do you see? Alma meshas nefila nireis kakalasa, right? So why do you make her forbidden? If she did miyun by the yabam, she's forbidden to the father. Why is that? The reason that is because even though really the miyun is fine and really dissolves the zika, it doesn't look very good. Right? She was married to this guy, and now she goes out and marries the father. That's not gonna that's gonna look very strange, right? So nires, she looks like his kala, right? Kala also means daughter-in-law, right? So hachanami b'shas nefila nires ketzaras bito. Same thing. In this case, at the moment of nefila, she already looked like ketzaras bito. In which case, she shouldn't be allowed to do yibum. So therefore, she can't do a miyun and dissolve it and let this woman get married. It looks too weird, right? But it doesn't mean that mi'ikar din doesn't really work. It really would work, right? But we don't like the way that would look, and therefore, that's why we don't allow it. Okay. Fine. Okay. So now we're going to have more conversation about, again, how miyun works in these scenarios. So amarav, miyana bezeh, asura lezeh. Right? If a woman does miyun, because now we're still working with the possibility of doing miyun even after the death of the husband and having that have an impact on the yibum. So if she does miyun bazeh, right? If she does, look at Rashi, says miyun, it's like, I don't know, 8 or 9 lines down from where we are. If you go across from where we are in the Gemara, miyun, the second to last word on the lines, miyun. Miyun yevama be'echa mina achin, yevamin asura lekulan. Right? If she does miyun with one of the brothers, right? The brother... right, she does miyun with one of them, so then she's forbidden to all the rest of the brothers. Well, okay, just like we had by the case of a get, right? We talked about the cases of situation where there's a yavama and the guy gives her a get, right? So she becomes, when he gives her a get, she becomes forbidden to all of the other brothers. Balas haget lav kevan di itzra la lachad itzra lachad itzra la lakul hu hachanami loshna. Right, so just like when it came to a get, if he would give her a get, she passes her. Again, instead of doing yibum, he gives her a get. We had a lot of these cases, right? She gives her a get. So she's forbidden to everybody, to all the brothers, and so too, when she does miyun with one of them, so she's forbidden to all of them. Okay? Ushmul amar miyina bazeh muteris lazeh. No, Shmuel says no. Once she does miyun with one of them, she's actually still permitted to marry one of the other brothers. Why? If a lo dami la bialat balas haged, it's not like the case of get. Why? Because balas haged, hu deka avid ba. Right, hacha he ka'avde be. Right, because in the case of the get, he gave her a get. So once he gave her a get, it ends her relationship with everybody else. But here, she did the miyun. Right, da amra lo ra'ina b'cha. She said, "I'm not interested in you." Right, v'lo tzvina b'cha. Who de lo ra'ina. Meaning miyun is very specific. I'm not interested in you. Right, so when she says, "I'm not interested in you," and ends her relationship with him, but has no bearing on the other brothers, and therefore, even though she does miyun with one of them, she can do, yibum with the others, or she's permissible to the others at least. So Rav Asi Amar, Rav Asi gives a third approach, miyun abazeh muteras afilu lo. Rav Asi says, if she does miyun with this guy, she can then still be married to him. Okay, that sounds like a bit kula, but really what it's saying is, miyun doesn't work with him, right? So lema karebi oshi asfir lai, right? So the question is, oh, so maybe he's like, maybe Rav Asi holds like Rabbi Oshia, right? Da amra ena mima enes lizikaso. Right, meaning Rav Asi maybe he's not saying such a kula, he's saying a chumra, he's saying like Rav Asi, like Rav Oshia, who holds that Mian doesn't work. Mian doesn't work to end Zika, right? So she does a Mian to him, she can still do even with him. Of course she can, because the Mian doesn't work. So answer the Gemara, that's not really true. B'chad yabam hachanami dematzia agra. Hacha b'shnei yavam askinan de'ein Mian l'chatzi Zika. So Gemara says, no, the truth is, it sounds like he's saying Rav Asi would agree that in case of one yavam, there's only one yavam, so then she could say, I'm not interested, and that'll end the whole Zika. But here, you're talking about two different Yavamin, so then we don't say Mian doesn't impact half a Zika. You can't do, meaning, again, her Mian, it sounds like it's very clear that Mian impacts one person, her connection to one person. So if there's one Yavam, and she says, I'm not interested, so fine. So then Rav Asi would agree that the Zika, you know, is ended in that scenario, and then it's true she could go ahead and she can marry him afterwards. But she's not no longer his yavama. But if she has two yavams, right, and she says mian with one, that doesn't dissolve the entire Zika, because there's no such thing as there's no mian to for half a Zika or a third of a Zika or a quarter of a Zika. That's not going to work. Fine. So even though if Asi says she's permitted to go back to him, the point is because she dissolved that Zika, but it doesn't work for dissolving the whole relationship. Okay. Ki asa ravin amrav Yochanan, mina bazeh mutaris la'achil, velo hodulo. So when Ravin came, he said the name of Yochanan from Eretz Yisrael, that Yochanan held that if she does mian with one of them, she's permitted to the brothers, and they didn't agree with him. Okay, they did not mask him. Man lo hodulo, who didn't agree with him? Amrabai Rav. Abai says it was Rav. Okay, these are all our different opinions here. And Rav, who had said, Mina Bazah, Surulazah, right? So Rav disagreed. Rav Amar, Rabbi Yoshia. Rav says, no, it was Rabbi Yoshia who disagreed, right? Because Rabbi Yoshia holds that she can't do Mian for Zika at all. So for Amrila, Rav Asi, and somebody said, no, it was actually Rav Asi, because Rav Asi holds, you know, that she's permitted even to the same guy. So the point is that all of them could really disagree. All of them could disagree because none of them agreed to this concept that Mia Ana Bazeh Mutaras La'achin, that she's permitted to the brothers and not to him. So really, you know, it could be everybody disagreed with that opinion. Fine. Okay. So the next line, the next piece of the Mishnah, we said Beishamya Omrim Bifanov, right? That it has to be in front of them. It has to be, she has to be in front of him, but tells it doesn't be in front of him. So Tanya Amrulahan Beishalal Beishamai, Beishalal said to Beishamai, Valo Pishan Hagamal, Mia Na Ishtal Shalom Bifanov. Beisilal said to Bishamai, you know, this guy Pishon, the camel driver, his wife did mian without him there. So Amalehem Bishamai Beisilal, Bishamai said Beisilal, not a raya. Pishon Hagamal b'mida kafusha madad lefikach madadu lo b'mida kafusha. He did really bad things. He was a really nasty guy, and therefore he was not given the same. He was treated in a similar way. And what did he do? Rashi says that he used up her nechsim. Look, he used up her property very quickly. And it was not respectful to her, and therefore we showed him that same level of respect, meaning not much. And we. So Mar says, but wait a second. The fact that he was even eating from her nichsin luluk, using her nichsin luluk in the first place, the implication is that must mean that she was in nisua, because if it's only an arusa, he doesn't get her nichsin luluk. Said that someone who's in nisua, she can't do mian anymore. So says Gemar, no, tre kitre of Dubai. You're right. But this guy was such a bad guy. Pishon was so bad that they hurt him twice, and they allowed her to go free, even with Mian. In this case, and even from a situation of even from Nisuin, and that's why that was permitted. Tosfos raised the question: like, just because someone's a bad guy doesn't mean you can end his marriage. So Tosfos point out. You know, and then the day of Kinyan Rabbanan Kiddushin Minayo, these are their Rabbanan Dinim, and the Chazal can do what they like with them in that sense. So it is something that's permissible. And the fact that Mian Shlo B'Fanav, again, Beis Sham agrees, it is a Mian. So, you know, all those reasons allow the Chazal to be a little more makil in that scenario. Okay, so let's continue here. So Beis Sham Omrim B'Fnei Bezdin. Right, so Tan Hasam HaChalitza VaMiyunin B'Shlosha. So the Mishnah says that a chalitza and a miyun has to be done with three. Man tana, who's the tana, who's the author of this such a statement? Amar Rabba Beishamay, it's got to be Beishamay. So Baya Amar, I feel the same Beis Hillel. No, I could see even Beis Hillel. Ad kan lo kamer Beis Hillel el de lo ba inin mumchin. Right? Beis Hillel was saying is that you just don't need mumchin about shlosha, but you know, they still agree that you need three people, just they don't have to be a real bezdin. Kedisanya Beishamay omrim, befne bezdin, Beis Hillel omrim, befne right? So we saw before. Beis Hillel agrees even if not Bezdin. However, but they agree, both of them, that you need three. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirim, Bishnayim. They allowed only two. Rabbi Yosef, Bar Menyumi, Amar Rav, Nachman, Halacha, Ka'osazuk. That we actually pass on like those two. That at the end of the day, if you had two, it would even work. Okay, next, last line there from the Mishnah, Bisham Om Timain, etc. So, Beis Hillel said that, you know, she can do me in three, four, or five times, and Bisham is like, well, you can't do that. You're gonna have Venosa Shabbi Hefker, etc. So it says Gemara, Vaha Mia Nachada Zimna. I thought she did me in already. So Amr Shmuel, Achadagdil. Sorry. The last line there was Elav Mima Enes Umam Tenes Achadagdil Vatima Ein Vatina Se. And we add to the kasha there that the order is funny. We said, so what should you do? You should do miyun and then wait until she gets older and then she can get married. But then why does it say, and then do miyun again? She already did miyun. So that's Gemara's kasha, which we asked when we originally saw it originally. What do you mean? She did miyun already. So Amar Shmuel, no. What it means is that when she gets older, she has to confirm that the original miyun she did, she agreed to. So Ula Amar Tarte Katani. No. So Ula says it actually means two choices. Either she can do miyun and then get older, and then when she gets older, she just doesn't, you know, radical confusion, she doesn't have to do miyun again. Oh, but the other option is that when she's still younger, she temayim v'tinasei la'altar, right? She can actually do miyun and get married, not kiddushin, but do nisuin immediately, right? And why is that? Because once she does nisuin, and like we said before, there's no miyun after nisuin. So once she does nisuin, we're not concerned she's not going to be benos shel hefker because she's going to be niseis, and now she won't be able to do miyun anymore. So Bishlam Ula Hani the Katani Achatagdio Vitinase. I understand according to Ula, that's why the language of the mission is when she gets older and gets married. El Shmuel Achatagdio Vitomer Bibale. But according to Shmuel, she's just gonna have to say, right? She doesn't have to actually, you know, be Mimaenis again. So it should just say Achatagdio Vitomer Bibale. So the answer to the Gemara, Kasha, you're right, good point. It's a Kasha, but it doesn't bother us that much. All right, we'll stop here.